I'm not responsible for his actions.
I simply wanted to compare and contrast. Saddam Hussein.
You've missed the most important point because you didn't let me finish it. I am responsible for the actions of my own prime minister. I am responsible for the actions of my own country. Saddam Hussein committed many crimes. I was demonstrating against them at the time when British and American governments were making sure that he could carry out those crimes, giving him the wherewithal to carry out those crimes. But I have no responsibility as a citizen, as a voter, as a member of parliament for things that a dictator does in Iraq. But I have every responsibility for the things that a democratically elected prime minister in my own country does. That's why I would refuse to shake the hands of Tony Blair. I think he should be on trial at The Hague, the kind of trial he didn't allow Saddam Hussein, a trial under the International Criminal Court on the crime of unleashing aggressive war, the ultimate war crime.
Let me ask you this. Are you proud to be British?
Being British is an accident of birth. You know, if you'll forgive me, that's just the patriotism which Dr. Johnson called the last refuge of the scoundrel. I'm proud of many things that British people have done and ashamed of others. I'm proud of many things that French people have done and would be ashamed of others. I'm a human being. I'm a believer in God. I'm a European person. I'm a Scottish person of Irish background who lives in Britain. But all of these things were accidents of birth. So, frankly, my country, as I say in my book, I'm not the only one. My country is the future.
Tony Blair, you see, he believes that Britain can and must be a force for moral good in the world. That's what he says. And he says that's going to take a mix of soft power and hard military power as well. And he says the 21st century must see Britain continue to use that mix of soft and hard power to achieve good, to work toward stability, security, democracy for the world.
Well, a fat lot of good it's done.
But what I want you to think about is this. You opposed him on Iraq. You've made that very plain today. But do you see no circumstance where British intervention can be a force for moral good?
No, I don't. The only force for moral good would be an internationally agreed one. The idea that the world is a white man's burden and only Uncle Sam and Johnny Bull are quite white enough to shoulder it is a deeply offensive one. I come, as I told you, from an Irish background. Once I told my grandfather, who was Irish, that the police had said the British had an empire so vast that on it the sun never set. My grandfather answered, that's because God would never trust the British in the dark.
So hundreds of thousands dead, sorry to interrupt, but hundreds of thousands dead in Darfur, millions displaced, and you still say there can be no circumstance in which the British can play a force for
nobody, good. Nobody, let alone God, gave Britain the power or the justification for launching unilateral military adventures. Apart from being immoral, they don't work. Because we are a small country.
But under UN
off
auspices,
the...
would you accept?
Well, but they're not under
military
UN auspices.
I just want to see how far you go in your opposition.
I don't know how long you've got, but I do argue in my book that the first area which has to be tackled in relation to intervention from outside is a regional one. I believe the African Union should be empowered and given the wherewithal, neither of which has properly happened, to help resolve a problem in a part of Sudan, because Sudan is an African country. There may come circumstances in which an international agreement will be reached between the powers to intervene where a regional organization like the EU or the AU cannot do so. The one thing that can never be tolerable is Anglo-American aggressive war being unleashed, not only without international support, but against international legitimacy.
I think that message is loud and clear. I've got several other things to cover, not much time. There are people who believe that your party, Respect, has become a haven for extremists, in particular some Muslim extremists. What's your response to that?
Well, the opposite is true. The Muslim extremists hate us because we say to young Muslims, we know that you're angry. You're right to be angry. The best way to be angry is not blowing yourself and other innocent people up on a bus or a train, but to join with non-Muslims who are also angry and make those people who have made us all angry pay for it democratically and politically. That's why the Muslims hate us. It's also why Mr. Blair hates us.
After Tony Blair, do you see a possible route back into the Labour Party?
No, I think that Mr. Brown and Mr. Blair are not going to be all that different. I am the originator of the phrase that they are two cheeks of the same backside. But nobody can ever say never. If Labour were to change its leadership, change its direction, withdraw from Iraq and so on, and become a Labour Party again, everybody in the country would have to reevaluate, everyone on the left would have to reevaluate their relationship to Labour. But I think the chances of that are vanishingly small.
Do you see a Labour Party leader in the offing who could deliver what you want to see?
I kind of don't. I think the only one that could have fell off a Scottish mountain a year ago past August, and that was Robin Cook. I don't think that anyone in the current ranks of the Labour Party would even be a John Smith Labour man.
And you've said that you won't stand again for respect. Does that mean you're leaving your parliamentary political career behind with a sense of frustration, disappointment, failure?
Well, for the reasons I've repeatedly said here, there's not much point in sitting in the House of Commons as a one-man party. You'd be as well on the road trying to persuade the public to make your party much bigger. And that's what I'll be doing. I did say before the last election that I wouldn't stand again. And I'm not going to go back on that. I might stand somewhere else. I might stand for something else. I had a go for the European Parliament last time. I did really well in the pan-London constituency. And I might have another go for that. But I might just spend my time talking to people through programmes like yours.
George Galloway, thanks very much for being on Hard Talk.